Beginning ground dove and sets about becoming dove test. Beginning with base, getting to his mouth. Beginning the gemara ilema. If you're going to say shlish beisa, when you say that mitzvah is until the shlish, it means until a third of how much money he has. Well, and then three mitzvahs and he's wiped out. So it says, it sounds like the insurk levas was common minus. It sounds like in the gemara you don't have to use up all your money like this esrik to buy to purchase the esrik. I feel like even to my pockets, even if you don't find it any less than what would cost all your money. And even though it's a mitzvah that's time sensitive, that's going to pass. And I feel the shlish beis mashmal mechayv. It says we want even just to give a third of your money is not obligated. And as the gemara like falls off of this, then ad shlish. And the Rami Nami is so to the gemara says ksubas amnon emanaf emavaz. But someone that's scattering his money for mitzvahs al yavaz is yes mechayv. He should not spend more than a fifth. And Ubisukkah and the Gemara Sukkah of Memalvam Mebez Choshvli Rabusa, that the Gemara considered as like a novelty during Leil Shakon Esrik Bel Zuz that he purchased an Esrik for 1,000 suz because yeah a person's not chayiv to spend all that money for a mitzvah even the mitzvah bears. Next test matter begins with the words Gemara Ili Schamile that if it's going to happen three mitzvahs he's done, which he says wait not necessarily I feel a bayir bas Yosef the Rebbe. Even if we're going to say, like, similar when Rebbe says you give a meiser, that a third wouldn't mean that three mitzvahs you're done, because you would give a third of what you have, and then a third of what you have, a third of what you have. But still, so it's you're right, it's not precise, the three mitzvahs, but the Gemara was making a point that obviously you don't have to spend so much money for a mitzvah. That the mitzvah is up until a third of the mitzvah. Pirush Tesis explains that in matzah esrik ke'egrez, and if you find the esrik, the sign of the nut, which is the measurement that the chametz said, then you find the echad gadol min shlish, you find one that's a third of bigger size, you can then you purchase it. But the Vilna Gaon points out here that Shai Purushim is kipurit Rashi, others explain like Rashi, which is in monetary. And then we're talking about a third more in financial cost. So it says in size. So up until that, a third is from a person's own, but from that point on, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that he eats the dividends in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the principle remains for the world to come. In contrast to an up until a third. Next says not to begin with the words the Gemara b'shoel kosher by mechusis. What are we talking about? We're talking about a tied ox and a covered pit. Pirsh. So Tais explains the meaning. Obviously, we're talking about karo, appropriately covered and appropriately tied. The b'shelik karo, because if it's not appropriately covered or tied, so lav klumi, that's nothing. That wouldn't be significant to say why that would be a valid reason to say pater for that shmira. Right, more of the parsha mishna hacha. And the fact that the Gemara asks, what's different over here? Claim another to b'shnei ha'ilam lipater. That oh, wait a second. Why you put only me'ish? You should be put by Sharon Bar also. So, and how do you know that's what the Gemara means to say? Because when the header, from the fact that the Gemara responds, oh, you're right. Mukil b'shar mutu bar magula. Okay, let's explain this. Talking about that the ox is untied and the pit is uncovered. Obviously, we're asking that based on what you're saying, you should be put. And so, no, it's gonna be chai because it's not tied. But from the fact that you're saying that it was, the Gemara's question was, well, why are you not pater? Obviously, because it's must have been a shmira ma'ula, and not stam covered and tied. Next says, must have been the words of the Gemara, but the difference is, shir abed lintuke, an ox, even if it's tied, he's going to come undone. Therefore, it's different than a fire. Pish Rash, Rash explains, meaning, even without the deaf mute that you gave it over to, dark lintuke me'elav, it just gets undone by itself, chim bars to a pit, dark lintuke me'elav, the cover ends up, you know, crumbling by itself. Tais says b'kasha, but that's difficult because the producers, meaning in the previous divanasa, we explained that obviously it's strong, the cover and the tie. So why would it get undone? That's obviously not a shmei meula. And the kaman, and later on the afnun beis amid aleph tanan, the Mishnah teaches kiso kado potter. If you covered it properly, then you're potter. So why would you be chayiv here if it's even without the chesed b'kavan, but you covered it properly, even if it comes undone? So Benir Lefarish says it appears to explain the darkel and tuke. What does it mean? It normally gets undone. I the cherish kama. Yeah, because you gave it over to the deaf mute. The gada. Now it's worse. Mishum the muscle cherish because you gave it over to the deaf mute. Now, amakacheles. Now, what do you do with the contrast? But the kol lagar kolkach. That's not as bad because the in darkel labes kacheles. It's not normal for him to like start flaming the coal, kumashadakal and tokeshel and turi, which is not as that requires more action versus the passivity of untying the ox and of letting the bar fall into disarray, because the kama the shavak lecheresh, because in contrast to the gechel to the coal, the more the deaf mute just leaves it, ami bazel goes out. In contrast to the ox, if you're not really on top of it, it's going to get undone, and therefore that's why there's that discrepancy between ish and the case of sharon bar. Next, there's not the so actually it's worse according to it's the specifically because he gave up the chesed of the cup. Next, there's not the gemara Rabbi Yechonon that he says the fellow muscle shalav is potter bechulu that even it's told even to begin muscle aiming be potter etc. So how do we explain the contrast? So it's just it's a wonder because my kashale. Well, what does the gemara find difficult? Hashalav is Rabbi Yechonon. Obviously, the case of a flame according to Rabbi Yechonon is kamagachel tzol shlakish, the equivalent of the coal of shlakish, which just like shlakish told you potter by coal, Rabbi Yechonon is the same as by the flame. Now, therefore, the equivalent of a flame, ubishar kasher bar mechusa yochlamidoi, and the tied ox and the covered pit is how you could explain the contrast, which because that's exactly what a gechelis is equivalent according to shlakish. Now, umishum dechedesh avolentuke volenture. Now, because of deaf mute, it ends up making it undone. Kamashem shlakish, like shlakish says, so that would explain very well why you're going to be chayiv in the case of Bashar and Bar and Pater by Shalhevis, because he holds Shalhevis is the same thing as Gachelis. The Hashem says what he says, no, the Mashmalay, because the more understands the Tamil Yechon and the Pater, the reason why he holds that you're Pater, Mashum Shakot and Shaimri. To the contrary, not like we said that it's worse when you have the child. It's actually better. The child watches it a little bit. Bein HaKot and says again, the child's not going to make damage. But to the contrary, it's Shmir, he watches. Oh. So in other words, if he's making shmira, so that's the question to say, wait a second, so why are you going to be chayiv? He makes it better, as we see by the case of the shalhevis. Now, and now it also makes sense, the light tikshel b'yechanon, that we shouldn't ask on b'yechanon, the mukkila b'shar mutter b'magula, that he explains it by a untied ox and an uncovered pit, I might not get shemas l'chayish of a cotton, then if that's the case, so what does he have to say? Even that you gave it over to the chesed of a cotton, the bubble must be namachayv. What I mean, even if you didn't give it over, you'd be chayv. So what's the chiddush in specifically the way the Gemara answers that it's a chesed of a cotton? Says Taisa, based on what we're saying, the nakan must be rabusa. Yeah, just that we said you gave it over to the chesed of a cotton is a chiddush. Alpha pishal says shmek says even though he's watching it a little bit, he's trying to make it better. And the bahas sabar Paul goes shakish. It's actually this logic that he disagrees with logic. Shakish makes it worse, and Rabbi Yochanan makes it better. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara chayme b'shar. So there's certain stringency that an ox has over a pit, which I says, "Hi, sure." When we talk about sure behind the care, that's with the horns, negicha can mukha b'kulam shemayim. There's always the whole sugya. A lot of the things that it mentions are specific to negicha, and it's not talking about chain and regal. Next, there's not the when the gemara and bedarket lelechlazik, and sure has all the bar that its norm is to go into damage. Which I says, "Once is balachayim." Why doesn't it mention also that a stringency of a sure is that it's a living creature, which is not the case by a pit? So it says no, mishum have bechlal b'darkei lelechaz. That's obviously included in the norm to go into damage, is because there's a living spirit. And moreover, kavanos lahazik, and regarding the fact that Karen has the intent to damage, also l'shaych l'misigabed bar shem balachaim. You can't say it by pit. It's not a living creature to even have intent for anything. So therefore, that's why it doesn't say these two stringencies. Tinek stays master begin the gemara mashen gebar. That whereas bar does not have these stringencies, where shem mishalm kaifer doesn't pay kaifer, does not responsible for the death of a person. So when it says the contrast of Shar and Eish, that also much like Eish, that Eish is also not going to be liable for Kaifer. Which says, you can say, wait a second, why don't you learn out from Shar ben Chayv Kaifer and hold that Eish is liable for Kaifer for the death of the person? Now, you could say, wait a second, wait a second, you can't learn that from Karen because Karen is a living creature. No, you can't say that because the Meskin Lekamon, the Gemara comes out per Kitzit of Chavav Menav Kaifer Regel. You see that Regal has Kaifer. So, Shemamino, you see from that, you'll find Regal McCarran, that you learn out from Regal McCarran. We don't learn out to say, oh, wait a second. How could you learn out that from Karen? That A, first of all, it has intent to damage and it's liable in Shazram. So you see that we're not concerned for these stringencies to say that they wouldn't allow us to learn from Karen. So you, if you learn out Kaifer to Regal, so why didn't you learn out Kaifer for Aish also? No, the Aish by Baturin. The reason why you're exempt by Eish and Bar for Kaifer is the Shina Alav. Because the Pasuk says Alav, which tells us Beloy Al Bar, and Kaifer is not going to be for a pit. It's only by Shar, which says Alav. And a lav on it is a meat, well, LH and not on fire. Kedashin l'kaman, like Gemara says later on, B'sif Ketzad, that a lav on El Adam, that Adam okay, kills an Adam in a chayiv kaiver, because only for the shar. So too, it's excluding for the case of Eish and Bar. And then it says, say, wait a second, and Shevel Adam nechasim b'bar, lamali. This is the Gemara makes a Joshua, and it's brought later on the Chof Chesim base, that it says shar and chamar in the pasuk, which is a Shevel Adam. Why do you need it? Typically, me olav. You know it just from olav, which we said excludes the death of a person. Sometimes we can say is yeah, but the istuk shevelei adam. The reason why you need it shar to exclude adam, even though you already excluded from olav, that's for a regular person. But we need it shevelei adam lifter evich nafu b'techa to exempt even if a slave falls inside of evikachav ma'akonei liyisrael or a non-Jew that's acquired by a Jew. But that's like his mom, and that's not like really like adam. You would think to say that yeah, there's no kaif, but you would think to say that over there. He would be chayiv. That's what's saying. No, that it's only shar and chamar, not adam and akelim. There's not going to be any liability by bar.